The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I'm going to pull up the screen here because we are going to discuss something that I think is something that we need to discuss, especially if, listen to me, especially if you are an individual who is a minister of the gospel, you have a ministry, a ministry, or some type of platform on YouTube, then this is a message, this is an update that you especially want to be paying attention to or listen to. So at this time, if you're listening by YouTube, ironically, or listening by podcast, or of course here on Facebook Live, if you yourself know someone, maybe you're not a minister of the gospel, maybe you're not an evangelist or a preacher, you have a ministry per se, but you know individuals that do. Maybe your pastor is on YouTube, maybe your church is on YouTube, maybe someone you know who ministers the gospel uses YouTube as a regular platform, then please tag them in this, share this with them, get them on here to the broadcast, or if they're listening to the rebroadcast of this, make sure you share this with them. This is something, this is an FYI that they definitely need to know about. So this is what we're going to talk about. YouTube has now come out, according to their new community standards, which they update this regularly. And of course, Google owns YouTube. They own the platform. So they have updated their terms and conditions that, quote, violate policies that can actually cause strikes against videos or content or even the entire channel and have your channel removed, especially regarding the virus. Now, I'm getting ready to show you something that's the most shocking about this new update. But this is nothing new. This has been out, and we all know this because many channels have been completely removed from YouTube. Many videos have been removed from YouTube. They've been scrubbed from the platform because they violated these policies that's been implemented ever since this started with this pandemic back in last year. I'm going to read you this quote. Quote, YouTube does not allow content about COVID-19 that poses a serious risk of harm, basically, or YouTube doesn't allow content that spreads, quote, medical misinformation that contradicts local health authorities or the World Health Organization's medical information about COVID-19. This is limited to content that contradicts WHO or local health authorities' guidance on treatment, prevention, diagnosis, transmission, social distancing and self-isolation guidelines in the existence of COVID-19. And then what's interesting is, again, and you can find this yourself, guys, we posted this article on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, but you can go on Google and you can search, you can type in terms and conditions or policies regarding content on YouTube, and you're going to see everything I'm telling you today. You're going to see it there right for yourself. So this is not fake news. This is not fabrication. This is not hype or conspiracy theory. This, again, can all be found right there on Google's platform. Note, and it's interesting, even on their policy page, they put YouTube's policies on COVID-19 are, quote, subject to change in response to changes to global or local health authorities. In other words, again, they can change, alter these policies whenever they want and however they feel. This policy was published on May 20th of 2020. And of course, here we are, fast forward, August 2021, and these terms and policies have already changed. In fact, now I'm going to pull up, I took a screenshot of this so I can show you straight from Google's site. again, straight from Google site. I want to show you this screenshot here of this page that we're going to discuss here. Here it is. Quote, if you're posting content, and you can see that circled in the red right there, so you don't miss this. If you're posting content, don't post content on YouTube if it includes any of the following. Now, let's just read this. Any of the following. Right on the top, not the middle, not the bottom, right on the top line. Number one, listen to this. I'm going to read this right from the page. Quote, content that encourages the use of home remedies, prayer, or rituals in place of medical treatments such as consulting a doctor or going to the hospital. Let me read that again. Do not go on YouTube and post content that encourages viewers to use prayer. In place of medical treatment, such as consulting a doctor or going to the hospital. So again, prayer is now prohibited according to Google's new policies in regards to treating this virus. Let me read the rest of this. Content that claims that there's a guaranteed cure for COVID-19. Content that recommends use of whatever that there, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID-19, claims that hydroxychloroquine is an effective treatment for COVID-19. Categorical claims that whatever this is an effective treatment for COVID-19. Other content that discourages people from consulting a medical professional or seeking medical advice. Thus, that probably hinges on the first one, where prayer is seen as a threat. So if you're watching this today or listening to this, YouTube has now banned or prohibited the use of prayer against this virus. Now you say, what will happen if you choose to do that? Well, what will happen is either A, let me pull this off here, guys, so you can see me here. Either A, if you go ahead and do that, either A, their algorithm system will pick this up and it will strike your content. It'll strike the video in which you prayed in the video and or your channel. And of course, Google now has a three strike rule. So three strikes and you're out. This is what has happened to many doctors, physicians, preachers, evangelicals, ministers of the gospel, anyone who's made content that violates these terms. Again, there's this three strike method. So again, let's talk about this. So if knowing this now, if you choose to pray anyway, if the algorithm misses it, you're probably going to have some troll on your page that will come along and they will flag it and they will notify Google, and then Google will see that and they will strike the content or the channel. And guys, this is the same method that's going on all these platforms. In fact, I didn't put this up because I didn't think I was going to talk about it today, but since we're on this vein, let's talk about this. Twitter has now released an update saying that they're not doing enough to combat misinformation on their platform. So now what they're doing is they're reaching out to the followers and to people who are on Twitter, and they're encouraging them to report anything and everything and everyone who is quoting perpetrating or spreading misinformation. This is happening on Facebook as well. In fact, we shared something on Facebook yesterday about the situation in Afghanistan and what's happening to Christians and believers and missionaries there. And of course, it was flagged. And we even had individuals message us to tell us that they reported us to Facebook. So don't tell me that we're fabricating or that we're just spitballing this out there to try to stir up people in controversy or conspiracy, because it's a real thing and it's really happening. And it sounds eerily familiar, like another time in history, but for the sake of fulfilling what we're talking about, we won't discuss that, because I believe that many of our audience and most of us who are watching and listening today have enough sense and they have enough wisdom and they know their history enough to know where this is leading and what this is looking like. So again, let me talk about this for a second. Facebook recently reported that they're now creating prayer groups. In fact, if I was to go on my personal Facebook page right now and say, hey, I'm looking for individuals to agree with me in prayer about a particular situation, a little box will show up on Facebook saying, would you like to have more people to join with you? What is that? That is, again, Facebook has now decided, for the better of you, they're going to create a prayer community. And in that prayer community, if you decide that you all in the name of, hey, I want more people, it sounds real good, doesn't it? I mean, we could get real biblical. If anyone needs prayer, according to the book of James, let him call for the elders of the church, let them come with their oil and pray over them, and the prayer of faith shall save them. That's biblical. If any two shall agree in touching any one thing that they pray about, it shall be done. So it sounds real biblical, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't trust it. What's the ultimate motive of that? Is it to get a database of people that are praying, that are of faith? After all, remember, I want to take you back in memory lane for all of our followers on Facebook and ironically, or YouTube, or anywhere you listen to this podcast. If you listen to our podcast weekly and our messages, we talked about weeks ago, and I'm going to take you down a little bit of a memory lane. I talked to you about how Facebook is now flagging content, and they're alerting followers. Perhaps you've been alerted that some groups that you're a part of, or people that you follow, or you somehow may have been exposed to extremist content, and that you need to be aware of that. What can you do? Click the box, and they're going to help you figure out what you need to do in case you were exposed to extremist content. That's happening. And by the way, not only is that happening, but anyone and everyone, whether it's groups, whether it's pages, whether it's individuals, if you begin to discuss prepping or preparing for a disaster or an event, and you discuss this publicly, they're flagging this content. And they know what it is. Listen, our pastor, a couple of weeks ago at our church here in Georgia, did a whole message on how to properly prepare for the upcoming storm on the horizon. Facebook, it was live streamed on our church's Facebook page, not End Time Headlines, my local church, on their Facebook page. It was being live streamed. Facebook pulled it down, removed it, and took it off YouTube. Now they're flagging and they're notifying people who are extremists in preparing. Here's the bottom line, guys. I looked it up and looked up the word, looked up the term extremism or extremist, and I was shocked to discover by definition of extremism or extremist is any radical religious view or political view. Now, stop. You say, what's this got to do with praying? Here's, I told you, let's slow down a little bit. Calm down, everybody. Let's talk about what I'm talking about here for a second. Again, according to definition, extremist or extremism is any radical political view or any radical religious view. So, according to Google's standards now, praying for a disease, a virus, an infirmity, a plague, or a pestilence is considered extremist, extremism, radical. And it's so radical that they have to abolish it from their platform because they don't want that going on. So if you, listen, if you are naive to think that Facebook is looking out for the best of its community by creating a prayer group so you can all just sing Kumbaya, have your Bibles, and just all pray and be a happy family. Listen, you are ignorant and naive. You can call me a conspiracy theorist and all whatever you want to call me, but I'm going to tell you, friends, that all the writing is on the wall. That's, remember in the book of Daniel, while they're partying, they're having a good time, the unseen hand began to write on the wall, and it was a warning of what was about to happen. Guys, listen to me. The walls are closing in. Our time on platforms like this is running out. We are on borrowed time, limited to time. Now is high time to preach the gospel while there is yet time. Jesus said, he talks about this in the book of John. He said, while it is yet day, keep doing the work of the Father because night is coming. Guys, we have a space of time. We have a dispensation of grace that we are here in the church age that we're able to communicate and spread and preach the gospel while we can on the platforms in which we are using. But time is running out. We don't have much time. And again, this was a real big wake-up call to every minister that's watching me. Listen, maybe your pastor doesn't know about this. You need to share this with him. Let him know this. Ministers of the gospel, listen to this. Watch this. Share this. This is what's going on. Well, I just showed you straight from Google's site. This is not an embellishment. This is not a conspiracy. This is absolutely happening right now. So again, this is why we encourage you. Number one, why did we share this? Number one is to inform you of what's going on. Number two, for all of our listeners that are listening on all these platforms, you need to be aware that there is alternative places that you can keep up with this. I want to show you that right now. And then we're going to pray and end this segment, and then we'll be back tomorrow. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That is going to be our main website. Please bookmark it, subscribe to it. That's where we're going to be. We have an app that's available at this time on Apple and on Android. While it's still available, while it's there, download that app. Here's how you do it. You just go to the app store, whether it's Apple or Android, go up to the search bar, type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to see that logo, that banner right there, our ETH official trademark logo. You're going to see it come up. Download that app, get it into your hands, push yes to push notifications so you can be alerted of the news and headlines that we share, as well as our latest podcast that we share as well. And as, and of course, as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity to help partner with us. Again, we rely on partnership. Everything we do is free. Our messages are free. Our information is free. Our updates are free. Our app is free. Our subscription base is free. Everything is free. All we ask you to do is, if the Lord blesses you, it equips you, it encourages you through this ministry on a week-to-week basis, and you'd like to help partner with us and support our ministry, you can do that. Two different ways. You can give electronically through the app right there, like it shows you on the screen, or you can give through the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and you can give electronically there. And as always, you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that, of course, is Monroe, Georgia 30655. So, guys, I felt like this was important. This was something that we needed to discuss today, and it's something that you need to be informed about and what's going on. Again, I'll say it again, the net is closing in. We are limited on the time that we have to get the gospel out. I believe the fullness of the Gentiles is about to come to an end. The church age is about to end. We are thrusting into the age of apostasy, and then we're going to go headlong into what the prophets have warned about, what John the Revelator saw, and the Bible speaks of the tribulation period. And this is why we need to be informed and updated on what this is. Listen, guys, before we close this broadcast, we're going to pray for you. If you're watching this broadcast today, listening to this broadcast today, and your heart is not right with God, or you're away from God, we want to give you this opportunity right now to make that decision. Make it right with God. Okay? So listen, we can pray. You just got to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. So we're going to pray for your salvation today. And here's how we're going to do it. I want you right where you're at. If you're not right with God, you're away from God, whatever the case may be, we want to give you just a moment right where you're at to repent of your sins. Come on, turn back to Him. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart through the Holy Spirit. Live on the inside of you. The Bible says, if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father. If we confess our faults, He is able. If we confess our sins to Him, He is able and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we want to give you that opportunity today. And Father, I just thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice today, those that may be not right with you or those that may have drifted away from you. Father, for all those listeners and viewers today, we bless them today. We pray the Holy Spirit would have his way in their hearts today. Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would move effectively and efficiently upon every individual's life today, that Lord, that this message would penetrate their hearts and let them know that time is running out and it is truly short. And we know, according to your word in Luke 21:28, that you said when we begin to see these things coming to pass, that we're to look up and lift up our heads, for our redemption is drawing near. And I'm asking that you would prepare us accordingly to be ready, to be watchful, and to be waiting. Because the Son of Man is about to split that eastern sky, and He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Lord, we want to be found ready and waiting for your triumphant return. And it's in Jesus' name, all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. We're going to be back on tomorrow. We're not going to do one of these viewpoint segments, because we've done these, I think, two or three times this week. So tomorrow, I want to finish off. We're going to continue on our test Cheval season, and we're going to believe tomorrow. So listen to me. Tomorrow, Friday, on the 20th of August, if you have lost loved ones, family members, spouse, brother, sister, whatever the case may be, people you work with, I want you to be a part of this program tomorrow. We're going to be praying into Teshuvah, and we're going to believe that God is going to restore families. He's going to restore lost loved ones, and He's going to save that and save it such that is lost. That's what we're going to believe for tomorrow. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that program. So again, we will be back in tomorrow. And then also tomorrow, we're going to take the time to personally thank a lot of our viewers that send in letters to us, or they email us, or they message us. Some of them send us wonderful gifts, and we just want to take that time to appreciate you guys and thank all of our partners as well. So guys, we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on tomorrow to close out the week of podcasting. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.